Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Thursday, August 4th, 2022. I'm Rich Straffolino. TechCrunch's sources say Twitter began testing an update to its Spaces audio chat rooms to add thematic audio stations based around topics like sports or music, as well as personalized audio digests. Twitter confirmed it's experimenting with Spaces, but did not offer specifics, other than to say screenshots from TechCrunch only represent an initial version of what it's working on. GM announced it will double the size of its Super Cruise network to 400,000 miles across the U.S. and Canada by the end of the year, expanding to operate on non-divided highways for the first time. GM maps routes for its Super Cruise and Ultra Cruise driver assistance systems with high-fidelity LiDAR. Its vehicles can use hands-free driving on mapped routes. Bloomberg sources say Activision Blizzard and NetEase ceased development on a World of Warcraft mobile game that had been in development for 3 years. NetEase recently co-created Diablo Immortal with Activision Blizzard. The two companies reportedly disagreed over terms, with NetEase disbanding its team of over 100 developers on the project. Bloomberg's Mark Gurman reports that, according to people with knowledge of the matter, Apple expects to delay its next major iPadOS software update by about a month, which would mean not releasing it at the same time as the new iPhone update, as the company has done in years past. Google and the contract semiconductor manufacturer GlobalFoundries released a process design kit for the manufacturer's 180-nanometer process under the open-source Apache 2.0 license for open-source silicon designers. This offers these open-source initiatives access to new capabilities for high-volume production, affordability, and voltage options. Chips on this process could be used for mobile, IoT, and automotive markets. This expands Google's initiatives on open-source silicon designs after launching a partnership with SkyWater and Efabless on open-source ASICs in 2020. The Europe-based electric vehicle rental service UFO Drive expanded into the U.S., launching service in San Francisco. In Europe, the service offers rentals on a weekly or daily basis, as well as monthly subscriptions. The U.S. launch will focus on rentals of Tesla Model 3 and Y vehicles initially. UFO Drive's software platform proactively monitors vehicle pickups, charging, and battery levels, reaching out to drivers if it detects issues. It hopes to license this platform as a software offering to legacy rental companies as well. Meta announced it will shut down its live shopping feature on Facebook as of October 1st. Users will still be able to use Facebook Live to broadcast events, but won't have access to product playlists or tagging products. The company says the shutdown is part of a broader shift to focus on Reels. Back in June, Google announced it would bring Meet features to its Duo video call app. In July, it updated Duo to add Meet functionality for things like holding meetings. Now Google updated Duo to rebrand it as Meet. The Meet original app without Duo functionality remains available, but will be phased out in September. Duo.google.com will also redirect to Meet's web app in the next few months. OnePlus announced its newest device, the OnePlus 10T, 4 months after launching the OnePlus 10. The 10T goes for $649, $250 cheaper than the $899 OnePlus 10 Pro. However, Engadget notes the 10T is slightly faster than the OnePlus 10 Pro because of its Snapdragon 8 Plus Gen 1 SoC. Other specs include an in-screen fingerprint reader and a USB-C port, but it also has a smaller battery and no wireless charging, like on the 10 Pro. In its Q1, Alibaba reported it earned 11.73 yuan per share on revenue of 205.55 billion yuan, that's about 30.68 billion US dollars, both beating analyst estimates, but showing flat revenue growth on the year for the first time. Its Alibaba Cloud business saw revenue up 10% in the year to 17.68 billion yuan, but its China Commerce division saw revenue down 1% to 141.93 billion yuan. During AMD's Q2 earnings call, CEO Lisa Su confirmed it will launch its Zen 4-based Ryzen 7000 desktop CPUs in Q3. The company also confirmed it plans to launch high-end RDNA 3 GPUs and its EPYC 9000 server CPUs by the end of the year. SoundCloud informed employees it plans to cut up to 20% of its staff. CEO Michael Wiseman cited the challenging economic climate for the reduction. SoundCloud's last major layoffs came in 2017, when it cut about 40% of staff. Amazon's game streaming service Luna launched on 2022 Samsung smart TVs and monitors. It lives in the Samsung Gaming Hub with other services like Google Stadia, GeForce Now, and Xbox Cloud Gaming. And finally, Microsoft announced it will begin rolling out an update to Teams to use a universal binary on macOS, meaning it will run natively on Intel and Apple Silicon. Microsoft said this will show a performance and efficiency boost on Apple Silicon Macs. It's expected to roll out to all customers in the coming months. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show, dailytechnewsshow.com. And remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.